Tiny Sparks and Turning Points is a monthly selection of protests, strikes and significant dates concerning social change in Australian history. This segment is presented by the Commons Social Change Library, a repository of more than 1,500 resources for campaigners, which can be found at commonslibrary.org.
On the 1st of April 1981, members of the Low Income Housing Action Group set up a tent embassy in Adelaide's Victoria Square.
On the 3rd of April 1922, water unions marched through Ballarat to celebrate the eight-hour day and express working-class pride and power. The procession was followed by a sports gala and carnival, whose events included bicycle races, wood chopping and dance competitions, featuring the sailor's hornpipe, Irish jig and Highland fling.
On the 4th of April 1982, Palm Sunday rallies of around 40,000 people took place in Sydney and Melbourne. These called for peace and a nuclear-free Australia. During the same week, 5,000 people marched in Brisbane, while numerous other protests were held across Australia.
On the 5th of April 1864, 300 workers and supporters from South Australia's Moonta and Wallaroo mines held a meeting at the top of Bald Hill, situated at the halfway point between the two towns. This was a key show of strength during one of the biggest strikes the state's Copper Triangle had seen. Miners were paid on a piece rate basis, lived in substandard housing, and engaged in dangerous work. Over a 10-week period, further trades joined the strike, but it would take until June the 10th for their employers to finally relent, granting the workers all their demands.
On the 6th of April 1943, 1,500 women in the munitions industry struck in Melbourne, demanding equal pay with men.
On the 8th of April 1972, construction workers building the Sydney Opera House prevented the sacking of a unionist and turfed out management to run their own workplace for 6 weeks, introducing the 35-hour week in the process.
Early in the morning on the 8th of April 1998, balaclava-wearing security guards with dogs were sent into ports operated by employer Patrick Stevedores around Australia to lock out more than 1,500 members of the Maritime Union of Australia. Thus began the war on the waterfront. The wholesale sacking of the workforce soon backfired as tens of thousands of people around the country joined picket lines and rallies. With mass picketing continuing around Australia, the dismissal of the workers was eventually ruled by the courts to be illegal.
On the 9th of April 1990, a flotilla of 55 activists blockaded a ship carrying unsustainably logged rainforest timber from Southeast Asia as it attempted to travel up the Yarra River.
On the 9th of April 2006, hundreds of Sydneysiders took part in the city's latest Reclaim the Streets protestival. The gathering drew attention to the desperate need for increased investment in public transport and cycle paths rather than expensive and polluting road expansion.
On the 10th of April 1997, 150 workers occupied the public gallery of Western Australia's State Parliament to protest against the passage of anti-union laws.
On the 11th of April 1951, women metal workers in Brisbane began a three-month strike against attempts by the Ream Manufacturing Company to cut their wages from 90% to 75% of those paid to men.
On the 11th of April 1994, a group of squatters barricaded themselves into a previously abandoned West End Housing Commission property in Brisbane to prevent an eviction and ensure the home continued to be used for shelter.
On the 12th of April 1986, protesters opposed to the racist regime in South Africa picketed the Coles supermarket at the corner of King and George Streets in Sydney. The company's defiance of an international trade boycott against apartheid, by selling and promoting South African goods, was highlighted by protesters inside and outside the store.
On the 12th of April 1993, 4 days of protest calling for the closure of the US Narunga military base in South Australia came to an end.
On the 15th of April 1984, 250,000 people marched in Sydney for peace and nuclear disarmament.
On the 17th of April 2012, disabled people rallied outside Victorian Parliament to demand accessible transport for all Victorians.
On the 17th of April 1876, six Irish Republicans exiled in Fremantle as convicts escaped the colony in the US merchant ship, the Catalpa.
On the 18th of April 2005, hundreds converged on South Australia's Baxter Detention Centre as part of Easter protests against the mandatory detention of refugees.
On the 18th of April 1971, the Fairley Five were released from prison in Melbourne after serving 11 days. Joan Coxedge, Jean McLean, Chris Cathy, Joe McLean Cross, and Irene Miller had all been found guilty of willful trespass after they gave out leaflets concerning conscientious objection to young men who were registering for conscription. While serving their sentences, these members of Save Our Sons were supported by regular vigils and protests outside Fairley Prison.
On the 18th of April 1981, federal cuts to funding for women's shelters were opposed by a rally of 200 people in Melbourne's Bourke Street Mall. Throughout the year, further action in support for survivors of domestic violence saw protests around Australia. These included occupations of government offices, as well as King's Hall in Federal Parliament. Disused properties in Sydney and Adelaide were also squatted for use as refuges.
On the 20th of April 1931, 75 teenage caddies at Seton Golf Links in Adelaide went on strike over attempts to lower their wages.
On the 21st of April 1856, Melbourne stonemasons accelerated their campaign for all involved in their trade to enjoy, quote, 8 hours labour, 8 hours rest, and 8 hours recreation. With the contractor for Parliament House holding up negotiations, unionists called a stop work at the site where Melbourne University was being built. Marching around the city, the workers shut down various workplaces as part of an indefinite strike. Employer resistance immediately collapsed. The norm for stonemasons in Victoria soon became a working day beginning at 7 a.m. and finishing at 5 p.m. with 2 hours for meals.
Following a concerted campaign and the placement of union bans, the Victorian government backed down on the 21st of April 2013 from plans to redevelop open space in public housing estates in Richmond and Fitzroy.
As part of more than 600 rallies held around the world, Melburnians took part in a March for Science on the 22nd of April 2017. Held on Earth Day, these rallies focused on four key goals: science literacy, open communication, informed public policy, and stable investment in science and research.
Despite acting as sovereign people on their own lands, Tullamarine and other Aboriginal men were charged on the 25th of April 1838 with sheep theft and imprisoned in the Port Phillip Watch House. Before the night was through, the men started a fire by poking long reeds of grass through the prison window into a torch hanging in the jailer's room. Panicking, the guards freed their captives before going off to get help. By the time they returned, both the prison and the prisoners were gone.
On the 26th of April 2006, cleaners marched through Perth and protested outside firms who had refused to improve working conditions.
On the 27th of April 1981, Christine Brohl became the first woman rail shunter in New South Wales. This followed a long campaign against gender exclusion in the trade.
On the 29th of April 1970, First Nations people gathered in Sydney for a day of mourning. This event was one of a number of national protests against official celebrations marking the 200th anniversary of Captain Cook and the Endeavour's arrival in Australia. Members of First Nations communities from across Australia rallied at Sydney Town Hall on the evening prior and held a silent vigil in the city's centre. While the Queen and various dignitaries took part in a televised reenactment on the 29th, First Nations community members marched in a funeral procession from Hyde Park to La Perouse. Many carried signs bearing the names of the nations and communities they hailed from. They then laid wreaths on the beach before turning their backs on the royal yacht.
On the 30th of April 1981, international delegates attending the World Council of Indigenous Peoples joined an Aboriginal land rights march from central Canberra to Parliament House. Once there, members of First Nations communities from across the Pacific, Canada and Central and South America delivered speeches in solidarity.
On the 30th of April 2010, protesters opposed to plans to build a nuclear dump in the Northern Territory rallied outside then Mining Minister, later to be mining company lobbyist, Martin Ferguson's office in Thornbury, Melbourne. This was one of many actions held to support the Makati community's opposition to the poisoning of their land. In 2014, the campaign achieved success and prevented the project from going ahead.
You've been listening to Tiny Sparks and Turning Points. The segment will return next month. In the meantime, to find out more about the history of social change in Australia, you can visit commonslibrary.org.